Tim Dirks runs what I think is an absolutely awesome website. If you like Hot Stove Baseball, you gotta, like me, I have it bookmarked and I check it, especially this time of year, religiously. We just keep refreshing it. Does he get anything new on there? Because not only does he get local stuff, he covers all of Major League Baseball. It's called MLBTradeRumors.com. And he's a Chicago guy. Tim, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Not bad. You know, I guess the best thing you could say about your website is that the industry is reading it, and that means it's legit. It's outstanding.
I find that to be really cool. I mean, I'm just a regular guy, so it's an honor, you know?
How did you get started with this website, and how many hits are you getting on it? Because everyone I talk to, people will call in and go, hey, have you seen what he's got in there now? And, you know, you can't check it every second of every day, so you always are coming up with breaking news.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on there all the time. It started kind of just as a hobby, you know. I needed something productive to do, and, you know, there's not too many hobbies that make you money. Usually you lose money on your hobbies, but,
right.
You know, I just started writing, and I tried to really stick to it and write every day. That's kind of the way I think you could keep an audience coming back. So that's what I did, and it really just kind of spread virally. I didn't really promote it. People just really, people love to talk rumors. They love to pass them around, share the links and stuff. And I mean, now we're up over 100,000 people a day this month.
100,000 hits a day?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's cool to have that kind of reach.
So that probably allows you to go out and contact advertisers.
Yeah, it's something I'm working on. Especially, you know, in the new year, I'm going to really try to recruit some big ones. I think that would be great.
So you're just a regular guy. What do you do for a living other than this?
I work in internet marketing.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I just put in my 2 weeks' notice, so I'm just going full time on the website in January.
Really? Good luck to you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an exciting time for me.
You know, it's a very neat thing because while we try and keep up as much as we can, I have two computers going at all times. I got a laptop and a PC, and they're always going on different websites all day long, and we sit in the office and talk about trades and work the phones. But you are almost a clearinghouse because you link to, you know, whatever. When we broke the Fukudome story, you had it on and linked to our website. You have Ken Rosenthal. You have ESPN. Whatever it is, you play no favorites. You link to wherever the action is.
Yeah, I mean, people just want the rumors. You know, they want it with a published source behind it. So I'll just go get it and put it on there.
And how do you get all of your information? Is it just perusing different websites? Are you getting phone calls? What's going on?
A couple of ways. I mean, I've kind of got it set up where any major sports website or, you know, newspaper website will give me an alert seconds after a news story is published.
Yep.
And also, a lot of these sports writers have blogs these days, which is really improving the speed of information.
Sure.
But the other thing is that if I miss something, you know, 5 minutes go by and I'm not near a computer, I get like 10 emails from everybody trying to kind of help me out, passing me the link that I missed.
Well, I got an email from you the other night. I go on the air with Jimmy Gutis in the newsroom. We break in on Milt Rosenberg's show to announce the Fukudome signing, and it is at 2 minutes, and I'm getting emails from you. Did you just report this? Because listeners were emailing it to you.
Exactly. I mean, like, I can't listen to all the radio stations across the country, but, you know, collectively, these people really helped me out.
All right, it's MLBTradeRumors.com. Is that the only website you're involved with?
I've actually also got a fantasy website, RotoAuthority.com.
For fantasy baseball or all sports?
Fantasy baseball,
just
yeah.
Baseball.
Yeah.
All right, so RotoAuthority.com, but the one that I'm hooked at is MLBTradeRumors.com. MLBTradeRumors.com. Tim, congratulations, because you have found a niche in an area where there are millions of baseball fans who just gobble this stuff up. They just need to know you're out there.
Yeah, I really appreciate all the kind words, Dave.
Absolutely. I've actually linked you on my blog many times because you come up with excellent information. So congratulations to you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you soon and hopefully see you around the ballpark.
Okay, take it easy.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Tim Dirks from MLBTradeRumors.com. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's a great website. Totally free. Totally free website, and you get as good an information as you will find in the industry.